Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Hi, Tamika. It's regarding the charge that was placed on my credit card for
$59.89. Okay.
And I sent an email telling them to cancel. I didn't order this.
And when did you send the email?
I sent it the day after. I tried sending it the same day that this was I saw this on my bank statement, on my charge on B of A. And then they told me to wait and call you guys, and I couldn't wait until it was processed to get a number.
Can I get you a zip code?
But I also sent a message the day before yesterday.
Can I get you a zip code?
With 98236.
You said 98236?
Yes.
Give me 1 second. What is your first and last name?
Tracy Hedrick, H-E-D-R-I-C-K. And if you need the subscription ID number, I can give you that too.
Let me get you to verify your address for me.
6384 Wintergreen Drive.
Okay. I do see on April 11th where you did this contest entry ticket for that mixer, and by doing that, you subscribe to our meal planning app called the Bites Hub. And what that app does, ma'am, it lets you count your calories and give you recipe guides to follow. And it was
no, I didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want that. I was just trying to see if I could get shipping and handling was $2 for a mixer, so I just was trying to do that. I wasn't expecting to join something else that I wasn't going to use.
Okay, and it was that reoccurring charge of the $59.89. And ma'am, what if I can do that for you for $20 a month to stay with us?
No,
okay.
I do my own thing.
Okay, and this order was originally created on the 11th. It's nothing in our system stating that you call in to cancel. As far as that amount,
Tamika, I didn't have a phone number yet. It was still pending. When I went to look at my bank thing, it just said for a number, it was temp. They didn't have anything until it processed today, until I saw it today. I finally had a phone number to call you by. Because on the Facebook page, it just shows you emails to send messages to. It doesn't give me a phone number.
Okay. It means that you're calling in on the 14th? The same day, I could have gave you a full amount refund on that amount, but being that it is after the first, being the first day, the same day is what I'm trying to say, I can give you a $45 refund on that amount.
So you can't give me the full amount because I could only email you guys a message with that subscription ID number telling you guys to cancel this, that I did not order this. And then I finally get a phone number today on my bank statement that I could call you with. And then you're telling me because I tried the only way possible to tell you guys to cancel, you guys are going to charge me $14 and almost $15 because I was one day or so many days late from being able to call you.
Well, we do.
If you look at the Facebook page, they do not show a phone number to contact anybody. It only has an email.
Okay.
And I did everything possible to get you guys the same day that was placed because that was an error. I didn't order anything but trying to enter the $2 for mixer. So if you want to take anything away, you can take the $2 away.
Okay, well, the $2 that you paid, that was for the entry ticket. The amount I'm only able to see is the meal plan and app amount, which is the $59.89.
Yeah, and Tamika, I didn't order this. I only tried to get the $2 entry form for the mixer.
Okay, and for one-time courtesy, I can waive that $5 setup fee for you, and I can go ahead and put that with that $45 and give you at least the $50 back because it's not the same date.
Yeah, and it's like I said, Tamika, there's no phone number on that app on Facebook page. They only have an email, and I did send an email. I even put that subscription ID number that they had given on the Facebook page. I did everything to let you guys know who it was that wanted it to be canceled, that I didn't order this.
Okay.
Go ahead and do that. I'd rather get – go ahead. I wasn't late. I emailed you because I had no phone number. There was no phone number on the transaction as it was pending. I had to wait till I saw a phone number to be able to call you, which was today.
Okay.
I guess it's one way to make a little money on your end. It's not your fault, but on who's ever ends doing it.
Okay, give me one second. It was for $59.89. Oh, let's see.
I'm only going to get $50 back.
Yes, ma'am. I waived that. It was the $45, but for the courtesy, I waived that $5 fee and gave that back to you because we did charge for the $5 setup fee. And you say you got our number off your bank statement?
Yeah, I just looked up my credit card account, and it shows the phone number. I didn't have it when I did that thing on Facebook. It only has an email. I have everything written down on my paper. It has help.grabbytub.com or email with the exclamation points and the two dots, cs@grabbytub.com. And I did the first one with the help, but it didn't go anywhere. So I did the email, and I did all that. And I did the subscription IDs, 920-549-203. And I emailed it and that requested my refund to cancel it because I didn't order this.
Okay.
I've got everything. I write everything down on a notebook pad to cover myself.
Okay. All right. Okay. I did go ahead and make sure that account was canceled, well, that subscription was canceled because it is a reoccurring charge. And if you have not called, then yes, ma'am, it was going to be a reoccurring charge monthly. And
yeah,
I refunded you.
Okay. And you canceled that, right?
Yes, ma'am. And I refunded you $50.
Okay.
And it does take 3 to 5 business days before that amount will show back in your account. You should also receive an email about this canceling of this subscription.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I appreciate it.
All right.
I'm upset, mm-hmm. but I know you're just an employee, and I'm not going to get on you.
Yes,
all right. I appreciate it, Tamika.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support. You have a good day.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.